Audio Bookshelf presents Shipwreck at the Bottom of the World, The Extraordinary True Story of Shackleton and the Endurance, by Jennifer Armstrong, read by Taylor Molly. For scientific discovery, give me Scott. For speed and efficiency of travel, give me Amundsen. But when disaster strikes and all hope is gone, get down on your knees and pray for Shackleton. Apsley Cherry Garrard, Polar Explorer, 1922. Just imagine. Just imagine yourself in the most hostile place on Earth. It's not the Sahara or the Gobi Desert. It's not the Arctic. The most hostile place on Earth is the Antarctic, the location of the South Pole. North Pole, South Pole, what's the difference? The Arctic is mostly water, with ice on top, of course. And that ice is never more than a few feet thick. But under the South Pole lies a continent that supports glaciers up to 2 miles in depth. Almost the entire southern continent is covered by ice. This mammoth ice cap presses down so heavily that it actually distorts the shape of the Earth. The ice never melts. It clings to the bottom of the world, spawning winds, storms, and weather that affect the whole planet. And of all the weather it creates, the weather the Antarctic creates for itself is by far the worst. In the winter, the temperature can sink to 100 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. Cold air masses sliding down the sides of the glaciers speed up until they become winds of close to 200 miles per hour. When winter descends on the southern continent, the seas surrounding the land begin to freeze at the terrifying rate of 2 square miles every minute, until the frozen sea reaches an area of 7 million square miles, about twice the size of the United States. It is truly the most hostile environment this side of the moon. Just imagine yourself stranded in such a place. In 1915, a British crew of 28 men was stranded there with no ship and no way to contact the outside world. They all survived. The Imperial Trans-Antarctic Expedition. Ernest Henry Shackleton knew all about the weather in the Antarctic. In 1908, Shackleton had been the first explorer to come within 100 miles of the South Pole. On his triumphal return from that journey, he was rewarded with a knighthood for his efforts. He was a world-famous celebrity, a hero to thousands who read his thrilling book on his Furthest South expedition. He was determined to try again for the conquest of the South Pole. But before he could organize a new expedition, 2 other explorers headed for the frozen continent. In 1911, the Norwegian explorer Roald Amundsen reached the pole. Only 5 weeks later, Captain Robert F. Scott of England reached it, a heartbreaking second-place finish, and then died on the way back to his base. All of England mourned the death of Captain Scott. Now that the South Pole had been reached, it seemed as though the age of heroic exploration was over. And yet was it? Antarctica had never even been sighted before the 19th century. Until then, it was a rumor, an undefined, unseen question mark shrouded in fog and surrounded by ice. But it hadn't always